Dirty little secret number 3, the education gap. All of this helps to explain the third dirty little secret. A lot of the jobs that are starting to go abroad today are very high-end research jobs because not only is the talent abroad cheaper, but a lot of it is as educated as American workers, or even more so. In China, where there are 1.3 billion people and the universities are just starting to crack the top ranks, the competition for top spots is ferocious. The math/science salmon that swims upstream in China and gets itself admitted to a top Chinese university or hired by a foreign company is one smart fish. The folks at Microsoft have a saying about their research center in Beijing, which, for scientists and engineers, is one of the most sought-after places to work in all of China. Remember, in China, when you are one in a million, there are 1,300 other people just like you. The brain power that rises to the Microsoft Research Center in Beijing is already one in a million. Microsoft has 3 research centers in the world: in Cambridge, England, Redmond, Washington, its headquarters, and in Beijing. Bill Gates told me that within just a couple of years of its opening in 1998, Microsoft Research Asia, as the center in Beijing is known, had become the most productive research arm in the Microsoft system in terms of the quality of the ideas that they are turning out. It is mind-blowing. Kai-Fu Lee is the Microsoft executive who was assigned by Gates to open the Microsoft Research Center in Beijing. My first question to him was, "How did you go about recruiting the staff?" Lee said his team went to universities all over China and simply administered math, IQ, and programming tests to PhD-level students or scientists. "In the first year, we gave about 2,000 tests all around," he said. "From the 2,000, they winnowed the group down to 400 with more tests, then 150, and then we hired 20. They were given 2-year contracts and told that at the end of 2 years, depending on the quality of their work, they would either be given a longer-term contract or granted a postdoctoral degree by Microsoft Research Asia." Yes, you read that right. The Chinese government gave Microsoft the right to grant postdocs. Of the original 20 who were hired, 12 survived the cut. The next year, nearly 4,000 people were tested. "After that," said Lee, "we stopped doing the test. By that time, we became known as the number one place to work, where all the smart computer and math people wanted to work. We got to know all the students and professors. The professors would send their best people there, knowing that if the people did not work out, it would be their credibility on the line. Now we have the top professors at the top schools recommending their top students. A lot of students want to go to Stanford or MIT, but they want to spend 2 years at Microsoft first as interns so they can get a nice recommendation letter that says these are MIT quality. Today, Microsoft has more than 200 researchers in its China lab and some 400 students who come in and out on projects and become recruiting material for Microsoft. Microsoft is a stronger American company for being able to attract all this talent," said Lee. "Now we have 200 more brilliant people building intellectual property and patents. These 200 people are not replacing people in Redmond. They are doing new research in areas applicable worldwide." Microsoft Research Asia has already developed a worldwide reputation for producing cutting-edge papers for the most important scientific journals and conferences. "This is the culture that built the Great Wall," he added, "because it is a dedicated and direction-following culture." "Chinese people," explained Lee, "have both a superiority and an inferiority complex at the same time, which helps explain why they are racing America to the top, not the bottom. That sort of inspired leadership in science and engineering education is now totally missing in the United States. In the wake of the Bush administration and the Republican Congress's decision to cut the National Science Foundation funding for 2005, Republican Congressman Vern Ehlers of Missouri, a voice in the wilderness, made the following statement: "While I understand the need to make hard choices in the face of fiscal constraint, I do not see the wisdom in putting science funding behind other priorities. We have cut NSF despite the fact that this omnibus bill increases spending for the 2005 fiscal year, so clearly we could find room to grow basic research while maintaining fiscal constraint. But not only are we not keeping pace with inflationary growth, we are actually cutting the portion basic research receives in the overall budget. This decision shows dangerous disregard for our nation's future, and I am both concerned and astonished that we would make this decision at a time when other nations continue to surpass our students in math and science and consistently increase their funding of basic research. We cannot hope to fight jobs lost to international competition without a well-trained and educated workforce. No, we cannot. And the effects are starting to show. According to the National Science Board, the percentage of scientific papers written by Americans has fallen 10% since 1992. The percentage of American papers published in the top physics journal, Physical Review, has fallen from 61% to 29% since 1983. And now we are starting to see a surge in patents awarded to Asian countries. From 1980 to 2003, Japan's share of world industrial patents rose from 12% to 21%, and Taiwan's from 0% to 3%. By contrast, the U.S. share of patents has fallen from 60% to 52% since 1980. Every 4 years, the United States takes part in the Trends in International Mathematics and Science Study, which assesses students after 4th grade and 8th grade. Altogether, the most recent study involved roughly 500,000 students from 41 countries and the use of 30 languages, making it the largest and most comprehensive international study of education that has ever been undertaken.